with what's at stake in a short week, how do you keep your men from blowing it out of proportion, just keep an even keel throughout the next 5 or 6 days?
Yeah, we take our same process and our same approach, Jim. And you know, we certainly don't shy away from what a great opportunity it is to be able to play on Saturday night, you know, prime time. I think it's something that our guys will be excited about, going against the defending NFC champs. So it's a great opportunity, but I think it's just about, you know, playing our style of football, playing to the best of our ability, and just keeping that same, you know, mindset and focus and concentration with our week of preparation, with our approach. And hopefully that'll lead to that good performance that we've seen for a handful of times this year.
Sean, any update on Troy Hill, Blake Countess, and anyone else?
With Troy, fortunately, you know, he didn't have a concussion. He was good after the game, and so he should be in good shape. With Blake, he went into the protocol, but he came in today. He was feeling good. He'll see the he'll get with the doctors and go through those tests and things like that. But Reggie seemed to feel optimistic about the symptoms and the way that he was feeling today after he came in. And then as far as Mark Barron's concerned, really, he would be the only guy that you're talking about. He feels good, and I think his mindset and mentality is he's getting ready to play for a playoff game on Saturday night. I think this week will serve him well, having, you know, given him that time off, and then we'll get a couple extra days, and then we'll see how he feels on Wednesday and try to ramp it up, and that'll give us a really good gauge of, you know, if we can expect him to play. But things are looking good for him.
Sean, one of the things that will be said or have been said about your team that could be an obstacle going into the playoffs is just the overall youth on this team, maybe the overall playoff inexperience on this team. Do you think is that a real thing in your mind? Is that maybe an obstacle that you might be worried about going into an atmosphere?
Well, I certainly think that if there's anything that, you know, I've learned just specifically, you know, for myself, there's a lot of value in experience. You know, this is a very humbling business. You try to learn from the experiences that you do have and not try to, you know, repeat the same mistakes twice. But I think when you look at what our team's done a nice job of, you know, certainly playoff football is a great opportunity, great challenge for us, and the game ramps up. But I think just looking at all the obstacles that our team has faced, especially being a younger team, whether it be traveling more miles than anybody else in the league, having to overcome different injuries, different obstacles, I think our guys have responded the right way. You look at the way we bounced back from losses this season. So I think for a younger team, we've demonstrated a maturity. And I think our approach and our preparation, we try to be consistent with that. You hear us talk about that process over and over again. And I think our guys have bought into that. And, you know, we're still playing a football game against an excellent team this week, but we know that the stakes are a little bit higher, because if you win, you continue playing, and if not, then your season's over. But as far as how we get ready, how we go play a football game, we'll remain the same in terms of that focus, that concentration. And I think our players have responded the right way, being that we are a youthful team, but I think we've demonstrated good maturity throughout the course of the year.
Do you think that there is a tangible difference between playing in, say, a really tough regular season game as opposed to playing in that elimination playoff atmosphere? Is there kind of a different mindset that you need to take, or
I don't know if there's a different mindset. I think every player and coach probably has a different way of kind of preparing themselves mentally to get ready for a game. I think what you just know is kind of what you mentioned, that it's if you don't take care of business, then your season ends, and if you do, then you continue on. So now when you get into these elimination games, that's really where the kind of the stakes change for you. Certainly it's exciting for us. I think it's one that our players are excited about, the opportunity to go against a great team and be able to do it in front of our home crowd is really exciting, especially on a Saturday night. So it's going to be fun.
Coach, how much of a difference, or does that one day make a great big amount of difference in getting prepared for this kind of thing?
Well, it does, because it really kind of, you're typically accustomed to having kind of a 7-day work week and everything gets bumped up. I think fortunately for us, in a lot of situations with some of our players, with the way that we dealt with last week, they won't have it. It'll be a little bit more seamless for us to go tomorrow and treat it like a normal Wednesday. So as far as for our preparation, we just bump everything up one day. We'll be here a little bit later as a coaching staff today. So probably have a little bit more heavy eyes tomorrow, but it's an exciting thing. I think Atlanta's doing a similar deal where I had seen that they're traveling on Thursday night, but they'll move everything up a day with their normal kind of standard operating procedures with how they handle a normal work week and a game week, and that's exactly what we'll do.
Now, from an offensive standpoint, have you faced a team this year that has the explosiveness like these two wide receivers coming here?
Well, I think when you look at it, certainly these guys are excellent receivers. I think we've played some good offenses this year, but in terms of what Julio does, what he's done year in and year out, and then I think Mohamed Sanu is one of the more underrated receivers in this league, that he's got the ability to do a lot of different things. He can create after the catch. He's wired to separate on some of those options and those choice routes. Great aggressive hands. So those two guys are a nightmare to deal with. And then you talk about their two backs. Hooper's a good tight end that can make a lot of plays. So you see why this is one of the best offenses, you know, in the league and the weapons they have, and they've got the quarterback that has a great command and understanding, and he can distribute the ball to all their playmakers.
I don't think we'll talk to Matt until I think Thursday, but do you get a sense of, you know, him facing his former team and the team that he went to the Super Bowl with?
Oh yeah, he's excited. I think he has so much respect and admiration for Coach Quinn and really what that organization did for him and his experiences there. You know, Raheem Morris is a great coach on their staff as well that Matt and I are both very close with, and we've worked with him previously. But for Matt, I think, you know, he's excited about the opportunity to compete against these guys, and he has nothing but great experiences, you know, from his time there. And a lot of the things that we've kind of implemented into our schedule or our weekly or our daily rhythm is from some of the things that Coach Quinn did based on Matt's recommendations and how good he thought that experience was.
I'm sorry if you've mentioned this before, but how close did you grow up to the Georgia Dome?
I would say about 30 minutes. You know, it's closer to my where my parents live now, kind of in that Buckhead area. But it's close. I was there a lot when I was growing up, and I know the new stadium is right next door.
And I know you obviously had strong ties to the 49ers, but did you ever adopt the Falcons as kind of your team just because you grew up in their backyard?
You know, I think you were familiar with what was going on. To say you ever really rooted for them when you kind of had a family, you know, when you had somebody in the family that was involved with, you know, a team earlier, and when I was younger, they were in the same division. And then just kind of growing up, you know, I had a lot of respect for, you know, watching the way that those guys competed, and they were playing really well, you know, when you had Vic and Dunn and Duckett and those guys. So I've always just been a fan of football. And we would go down to the games a bunch. My dad was the general manager for WSB, and they had a nice box that we'd go over to from time to time, and it was something that we enjoyed. But, you know, I wouldn't say that I was a specific fan of the Falcons. I just enjoyed being able to go watch, you know, good competitive games.
John, we were asking you about your players being inexperienced, having not played in a playoff game. This is a season of firsts for you.
Yeah.
Your first playoff game. Do you feel like this is going to be any different for you, and will you kind of take in the, I don't know, atmosphere or moment?
Oh,
as
yeah.
You walk onto the field?
I think so, Gary. You know, you certainly want to enjoy this. I think this is a great goal that, you know, one of the goals to be able to play in a game like this that our team sets out at the beginning of the year, and certainly want to enjoy it. You know, you think about some of the atmospheres that we've been able to play in this year at home, and then the Seattle atmosphere a couple weeks back. You know, those are special things and things that you want to take in and enjoy, and those kind of atmospheres and environments get you ramped up and excited, and it's one of the things you love so much about this game. But I do think in terms of just having an inexperienced approach, you know, being in this role, these are great opportunities to be able to rely on a Wade Phillips who's been through things like this before, and guys on your staff that have had more playoff experience than you've had, and that's where you feel good, because anytime that you go into a challenge like this, you know, we're all going in it, and we're all striving for the same things, and we've got a bunch of great people in this building that you can really, that I can, you know, really rely on and feel a comfort in that.
Coach, you did experience two postseasons with Washington. Anything about those two games that, you know, were either lessons or memories, or, you know, what do you remember about those two runs with Washington?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, both of those, we lost to Seattle and we lost to Green Bay. Both of them were home playoff games. You know, I think the being able to do that were, you know, very exciting times for us. You always learn from different things. I think especially just being a play caller, you know, some of the calls or some of the things that you want to try to make sure that you don't repeat those mistakes. You know, there was a handful of things in that Green Bay game that I could think of, you know, to be able to name right now that then you try to handle in a different manner when we played them the next year. We played the Falcons 2 years ago. And it was a back and forth battle. Great system that they have. You know, they're fundamentally sound. Coach Quinn does a great job, and Marquand Manuel has been excellent this year. You see, they're basically top 10 in every major category. But it's going to be a great challenge. But I think in terms of just whether it be a playoff game or any game, you know, you try to learn, look at yourself critically, figure out what you can do. But I think this season, especially just being in this role, provides a great opportunity to reflect on the mistakes that I've made, you know, for myself, and how you can try to avoid those going into a big game like this.
You talked about their offense What do you see in their defense that you're going to be scheming against?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to tell you exactly how we're scheming them, but no, I see a fundamentally sound defense. You see great speed. You know, you look at him up front. Grady Jarrett shows up all over the place. Obviously, Vic Beasley's a great rusher. Claiborne's had a great year. But then when you look at the inside linebacker position, specifically with Jones and Campbell, two of the fastest linebackers, they pursue sideline to sideline. Keon O'Neill is one of the more physical safeties. You know, you draft him kind of with the vision to be like a Cam Chancellor, and that's what he certainly is playing like. You know, and I say that as a huge compliment because of how much respect I have for Cam. And then, you know, Allen does a nice job playing in the safety, and I think as far as the corners go with Trufant and Alford, they're two of the more competitive corners, and it's a great duo. So you see a lot of the same principles that you see in some of those Seattle defenses, some of the Jacksonville where it kind of comes from the school of thought, but everybody puts their own twist on it, and they do a good job mixing things up situationally, but they make you earn every single yard. And I think, you know, you hear us say that consistently, Gary, but that is a staple of a really good defense in this league where you can see they've got great adjustments. They know exactly the fundamentals and techniques. They play with great effort. They tackle well. And you could see they violently attack the football and they take advantage of some of those tips, those overthrows, and they turn them into turnovers. And, you know, Coach Quinn is a guy that's preached it's all about the ball, and he's had a lot of success doing that. And their defense is certainly playing at a high level. And you look at the way that they were able to play specifically yesterday in a got-to-have-it game against a great offense in the Carolina Panthers, and it was impressive tape to watch. And then you continue to watch how they played throughout the course of the regular season, and you see why they are a top unit.
Coach, do you have any concerns at all about the players who didn't play yesterday, about them getting back into the rhythm of things?
You know, I don't think so, Jim. I think they did a good job kind of trying to stay in a rhythm. You know, the best example that we can kind of draw on just this year in particular is the bye week. And even in the bye week, you know, those guys are away. And I thought they came back the right way when you look at just the way we were able to prepare for the Giants game. And guys seemed like they were pretty fresh. And you know, we try to keep some of the rhythm and the timing offensively. I think our guys, specifically those skill guys, got some good work in. They even got some work in before the game yesterday. So for a lot of guys, I think that'll serve us well, being a little bit fresher, especially the guys that were banged up, Jim. But for the skill players and some of those things where that timing and rhythm is at a premium, we feel good about them being able to kind of stay on track with where we left off.
Sean, in what ways do you think the Falcons are different from the team that went to the Super Bowl last year?
Well, I think it's hard to say. I think, you know, just when you look at it, they're still an excellent football team. I didn't actually go through the actual amount of preparation that you would right now where you're, you know, we didn't play them last year. So it's hard to say. But I think, you know, you just look at it, still dynamic offense, a lot of playmakers, guys getting involved in a variety of ways. They change up the personnel groupings. And then I think defensively, when you look at just when you kind of come into a place and you start to see that identity show up and they get more comfortable playing and having that identity within the framework of the system, I think they're a year more comfortable with how they want to operate. And I think Coach Quinn and Coach Manuel have done an excellent job. You know, Jeff Ulbrich's one of the best coaches in this league as well, you know, getting those linebackers in alignment. And they've got a bunch of guys that are playing comfortable in the system that look like it. And I think that's what you see show up. Those teams that have that continuity, you look at Seattle, how they've been able to play at such a high level for so many years. Well, there's a comfort level in being able to have an identity, get comfortable in the system, in the scheme. We talked about that as we're transitioning our guys to Wade's system. And I think hopefully we'll see that improvement from 1 to 2 like we saw as the season progressed, and the same thing with our offense. And I think that's what you're seeing in Coach Quinn's third year with them defensively.
Sean, John Gruden's name has been in the news the last few days, possibly getting back into NFL coaching. Is that a matchup that you would like to get into if in fact he's hired somewhere? Would you like to coach against him?
No, I think that, yeah, I mean, if you get a chance to coach against one of your mentors and a guy that taught you almost kind of the foundation of what you know about this game, I think it would be a fun, humbling opportunity. But if that's what he wants to do, I think he's certainly earned the right, and he's more than capable. He's one of the rare people that I think has been away from the game, but he's been as involved in the game as anybody, where he kind of is getting exposure, the ins and outs. He's a great communicator. If that's the case, you know, then Oakland will be getting a great head coach and somebody that's, you know, been instrumental in helping me personally out. And I can't say enough about John and what he's done and what he's been able to teach me, and kind of the way he put his arm around me and taught me this game.
Coach, a little while ago you were talking about their defense and how violent they are on defense and going to the ball. I'd like for you to talk just a little bit more about the violence in going to the ball and trying to get that thing.
Yeah, you know, you could see it's a point of emphasis for them. You know, they attack at it. When guys are stood up, they're rake hammer, they're punching at that football. They're finding ways to create turnovers. Guys are trying to get their hands on the ball to create some of those tips, those overthrows. And I think when you've got guys that play with that type of fanatical effort that you see on tape, snap in and snap out, you're going to be able to capitalize when the ball's on the ground, whether it's recovering a fumble or whether it's taking advantage of, you know, some of those tips and overthrows. You look at yesterday, there's a couple interceptions that they were able to make from those specific plays because guys just are contesting throws, making you earn it. It's tight window throws, and if you're just a tick off, then they hit it up, and here's the post safety ready to make a play, or here's guys, you know, in position because they distribute the field evenly, but they're matching everything as well. And it's a great defense. They're tough to go against, and, you know, you're watching this tape, and you're thinking this is going to be a great challenge for us.